From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, Black Friday has traditionally been more of a big box store event, but WLRN's Madeline Fox takes us to Lake Worth Beach, where small businesses are looking for a piece of the biggest shopping day of the year.
A dozen businesses in downtown Lake Worth Beach are participating in Sip and Shop, a night of shopping and drinking at locally owned merchants on Black Friday. The event's timing, from 3 to 9 p.m., means shoppers can hit the malls first. But local business owners hope some of their dollars will stay in the community. Phyllis Plaskett owns Magnolia Boutique on J Street. She sells a lot of handmade, fair trade, and sustainable clothing and accessories.
The town comes out for Small Business Saturday, which is great. And so we're hoping to also capture that on Black Friday, that instead of going to the malls, you know, support this town all weekend long.
Next door to Magnolia, the bookseller is more focused on Small Business Saturday. Owner Todd Ketchum says some people opted out of the Black Friday crush and came by for books or just a cup of coffee.
I have seen quite a few people who are like, oh my God, I am not going to stand in that line. And I can't say I blame them. They want to do something that's a little more relaxing, maybe, a little less high pressure.
Joyce Brown has been a small business owner in Lake Worth Beach for more than a decade. She runs the Flamingo Clay Studio, also on J Street, and she remembers when the city business district was much larger.
You know, if you don't support local businesses, it's like losing your teeth. You can't get them back again. Better brush your merchants like you brush your teeth so they don't go away.
She says the city and its small business owners are working to help smaller shops thrive. Ultimately, though, it's up to the customers. I'm Madeline Fox in Lake Worth Beach.
This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.